It's a very good afternoon, good evening, Sanbonani, Dumelang, Absheni, Molweni, Bonjour, from Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi. A special, special shout out to all our people in Saudi Arabia. We are getting so much love from that side of the region, and we highly, highly appreciate it. And I think it's because this part of the show is the most critical one, because the hosts with the most are the one who do the most things. The half part of the show is this one speaking, the most handsome 31-year-old on this side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the Chiefs Corp, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive, give first Stevie, give December. We are ready, we are radiant, and we are relevant. And the person who I'm also exuding all this energy with is the ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing. Too many adjectives, so little time. Oschumi as festive.
Hi, Mlu, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm great.
Are you feeling the festive season?
Yeah, I am. This is my favorite time of the year. Is it? Be quite honest. Yes. There's so many free downtime. And it's also time to just reflect on the year that was and to sort of like get yourself, you know, in the right frame of mind for the year that's coming.
Yeah, and I can imagine it's been a very tough year. We've got another variant now that is in our midst. Oh my word. Like, yeah, so we don't know, guys. We don't know. But what we definitely know is that you can be highly, highly interactive with us, our social media platforms. We're keeping things very nice and simple now. December, people are with family. And it's so befitting that the topic at hand speaks to that particular matter. Oskumi, what are we talking about today?
Today we are talking about introducing your partner to your parents, you know, during the festive season. It's that time of the year, like you said, where families get together, they hang out and all of that. And a lot of people normally get into relationships sometimes before the festive season, and now they want to introduce their partner. And personally, I think it's the perfect time to introduce your partner to your family.
Okay. So we're talking about how do you introduce your significant other to your family. And I think this conversation, we're using the festive season as a backdrop, but I think it will help you whether you plan on introducing your partner now in December or just in general, maybe next year, or it's a process that you're actually thinking about. I think the conversation will help in a broader sense, but we're just using December as a backdrop. Once again, for the last time, in 2021, we have celebrated with him our 50th milestone, and he's still with us. He's still giving us all the relevant information and all the pertinent information all the time is our resident psychologist, JP Mueller. For the last time in 2021, welcome to Joy and Sex Podcast.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Thank you so much, JP. How are you?
We're good, JP. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
We're well, JP. Are you feeling the festive? Are you feeling the festiveness? Are you feeling the Christmassy? I know we've got now a new variant, but are we still feeling the festive season, the festive cheer, JP?
Who are we feeling the festive cheer? The lights are up, the people are singing. Mariah Carey came out of the date, so yes, things are good.
JP, we're talking yes. about introducing your partner to your family. Let's start here, JP. How easy or difficult is it to introduce someone that you're in a serious relationship with to a parent?
So it's not always that easy. And why it's not easy is because the first impression within the first 7 seconds of meeting someone is a lasting impression. So what your partner looks like, does for a living, and what they say in that 7 seconds can create a negative or a positive opinion in the mind of your family. So a warning with this whole talk today, don't introduce anyone to your parents unless it's a serious committed relationship. So the experts say after at least 4 or 5 months.
Okay, that's fascinating, JP. And before I hand over to Khumi,
yeah,
I think ever since we started this show, right, we've tried to not be big on on quantitative things or things that we can measure, time and all those sort of things. When do we know that it is the right time? Apart from time, but when do we know in the relationship that, you know what, I am ready to say, hi, Ma, this is Khumi. When do we know?
Well, well done, you two. I didn't know you were together. But,
Example.
Oh, yes. Sorry, hypothetically speaking. So if your partner isn't ready to be, exclusive with you and is still, casually dating other people and so on, this is a sign that it's too early. So it must be a mutual feeling that you be introduced to your parents. Then test the waters and see how your partner feels about meeting your close friends and siblings. Do you trust each other enough? Speak about each other's family dynamics, because what the influences are about that. And then talk about your future together. So when you do this, and then you test the water to see how both parties feel about it. And you also mentioned, Lou, that the next variant is coming up. But luckily, from 1995, where people, couples met the most, through friends and family. Now today, most couples meet through online platforms. So 39% of people actually meet online. So even with the variant coming, we can still have love and make new relationships.
JP, I have I think it's a two-part question. Wait, let me think. Yeah.
Okay.
I know that with my friends, normally when I introduce a new partner to my friends, I'll tell them ahead of time that, guys, listen, this person is this type of person, you know. If he has little quirks or whatever, you know, I'll warn my friends ahead of time before they actually meet him. In an instance where you're not meeting the family, is it advisable to do that? Or should you just let them experience this person for the first time on their own without you sort of like influencing their thinking?
Yeah. So I think there's a couple of factors that we need to consider first. So keep it brief as possible. So rather make it just like a coffee with the parents or something shorter, that you don't have to sit and make a lot of small talk and a lot of things like that. Build their confidence up and tell your friend, hey, you are important to me. You are beautiful to me. And that is what matters. My opinion matters, not the family. Yes, fill them in about the family dynamics, and especially warn them about what grandma or grandpa can say. You know, Google can say some things without thinking, especially if it's someone of a different race or a different religion or whatever. But also tell them about your family traditions, that they know, like, what they can talk about. Don't leave them alone for too long. If you bring gifts, give your partner's gifts in private, but it's good to give a gift to the person who's hosting the meeting place. And also get a convenient meeting place for both of you, for both of the parties. And then have an icebreaker. So, for example, my girlfriend actually likes Formula One. And did you know that she also likes this type of car that you also like? You know, have some icebreakers. Or she also likes crocheting that you also like. And then also define the relationship for your parents before time. So tell them how serious it is and so on. So that when your partner is over, then it's not that awkward of, okay, so where are you guys going? How serious is this? There's no awkward questions because you've defined the relationship for them beforehand.
Another question.
Yes.
What happens now when your family does not like your partner? Because you know how families are. They always think that they know what's best for us and you don't know what's best for you, blah, 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 blah. How do you deal with them not approving of your partner?
Yeah, so that is a very tough one, because that's going to be depending on the trust in your relationship and how you two feel about your parents' approval. So in some religions, it's very important that the parents approve it. And I mean, otherwise they kick you out of the family or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if your parents see that you are happy in a relationship and they see what good it does for you, then they will most likely be happy for you and want that for you, even though they don't approve of the person because of A, B, and C.
Yeah.
But if they see how happy you are, it's their choice and to choose. But I have to be honest, if you are bi or homosexual, rather discuss that with your parents before you just bring a partner in there. And also look at the cast of the characters. So if you look at a movie cast, That depends on how you can do this. Don't just rip off the band-aid and say, hey, here's my partner. But actually, maybe beforehand, you can introduce your partner to your brothers or sisters or siblings first.
Yeah.
Maybe you can have short Zoom meetings or a call with your parents before you go into the, so here they are in real person, in real life. But if they don't approve it, it's your guys' decision. How are you going to let that influence your relationship? Is that going to make it stop completely? Or are you going to be okay with it and they must accept it if they want to, because it's your relationship and your happiness and your feelings? So that depends on what you two discuss then.
Fascinating. JP, finally, before you go, we're in the festive season, right? I think you would probably then give more insight. Is it the perfect time? Because I mean, you spoke about timing. I think all this thing speaks to timing. You know, everybody now is more relaxed. You know, we're more cheerful, exactly. As you said. We're more receptive emotionally. We've got all these other social, economic, and social challenges around us. But we generally festive people are more accepting of things. So would you say this is the ideal time to do so? And I think then my next question would be, how do you then dim the expectations from the parents once they see Khumi? Because what normally parents, once you introduce someone, it simply means then there is a process of, this person would probably be my wife or my husband, you know. So there's that expectation now, or there's an expectation now that, excuse me, Khumi now has to, in some instances, play her partner because she is indirect or in inverted commas part of the family. So once you've sort of then jumped to the first hurdle of introducing and assuming that it went well, how do you then manage the expectations from the parent side and also from your partner's side as well, so that everybody knows that this was just an introduction? It was not to say there's wedding bells in the horizons. It was just a meet and greet.
Yes. So definitely, I think ask your parents beforehand to explain to you in private what their opinion is, that they can tell you afterwards what they think about your partner. Not in front of them, not while the rest of the family is there, but when you guys are alone, to tell you what they think. So you can talk to them about their opinion. You can answer them and give them more knowledge, because they're also not sure about what's happening.
Yeah.
So rather do it in one setting to you, and then you and your partner speak alone, and then you guys can meet up again. But then also to explain to them what the roles of everyone is and the difference.
Yeah. That sounds fascinating, JP. JP, once again, for the last bit, is he gone? Oh, JP's gone. All right, we're going to try and get a hold of him before we wrap the show up. But I think, Oskumi, I think as we sort of then wrap up the conversation, okay. I think we're trying to get JP on the line, but as we... Oh, JP's back. Hello. Sorry, JP.
I'm back.
Sorry. These networks are festive on us. They're festive. They are. JP, I was just saying, you know, once again, a big thank you for always being available throughout the year, throughout the complex, throughout the uncomfortable conversations that need that voice of reason, that need that voice of comfort, because I think as a psychologist, to a large extent, you play sometimes the player and the referee sometimes from time to time. But I want to say thank you for always being on the call for us. Congratulations on the Mustang, I must say that. And you still owe me and Khumi a joy ride.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And yes, just on your last question, it's definitely a season of giving. People are merrier. It's holiday, so they're less stressed. So definitely it's a good time. Christmas is a very good time to introduce someone. And a fun fact, 2 weeks before Christmas, And during spring break, most people break up. So once you reach Christmas, then you know you kind of have a good time. And then just remember, your family will be thrilled to see you, but they are likely to also just as excited, nervous, and sometimes cautious to meet your new partner as she or he is to meet your family. So remember, family loves you and wants the best for you. So yes, they are going to judge, but they may give their opinions later in private, but that's going to depend on you and your partner, how that's going to affect you.
Wow, that is quite the advice.
Mm-hmm.
And to add on to what Lou said, JP, you've been such great help throughout the year. I feel like we owe you a lunch or something.
That would be awesome to meet you guys.
Yeah, it would be actually. Thank you for cool. always making us look and sound smart. Because without you, honestly, because we don't know what we're talking about. But you've helped to make us sound smarter than we actually are. So thank you so much, JP. And Merry
awesome.
Christmas.
Thank you so much.
And a Happy New Year. And Happy Thank birthday you. And happy Easter, you know?
We're amazing. Thank you, JP.
Thank you guys too.
Thank you, JP. Keep safe. God willing, we're gonna do this again in 2022.
Yeah. Awesome. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, JP. Cheers.
Awesome. Bye bye.
Fascinating. Big thank you to JP once again. Oshumi, I think as we wrap up, it's important for us to sort of realize that, you know, be tactful, right? So JP mentioned that, you know, it's a time for giving, and generally people are happy in December. People are, so if you're gonna do it, it is the opportune time. But as he was alluding to, be cognizant of the signs, be cognizant of all the other dynamics that come to play. Because remember, you know, at times we think that our parents are not for us, but our parents have walked this life, they've walked this journey, and at times they know what they're talking about and they want what's best for us. But I think it's important, as you alluded to in your question, let us be conversational about this process and also manage the expectations. Oshumi?
Listen, when we first started this conversation, you said that this conversation is not just about introducing your partner at festive, but it's, you know, festive is just a backdrop. It is about introducing your partner to your family. Personally, I think that is something that should not be done unless you are 100% sure that this is the person that you want to build a life with. Because it's an African. Kasotho, you don't do such. You know, the only time you introduce your partner to your family is when you're now sitting them down and saying, guys, and these are my intentions. The only time I tell my family about my man is when now he's written a letter saying, hey, yo, can we sit down and talk about this? You know what I mean? But it's un-African. But we cannot be remiss and not acknowledge the fact that times have changed. People now are introducing their partners to their families. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you must be careful about it. Because you don't want to be now the girl or the guy who every Easter, every Christmas, you come in with a different partner. You know, what are you saying to your family? You know, they're not going to judge because they love you. But come on, you know. So hence I say, if you are going to take that step, make sure that you're ready. You're sure this is something that you definitely want to do, because you do not want to create a situation where, like I said, every other weekend, every family gathering, when are you coming with a new person? You know, how's your family now supposed to react? They just got used to Ntabi saying they like Ntabi saying they're looking forward to Ntabi saying, here you come, Loro. I mean, now your family's on some regarding, yeah. You know. Yeah. So let's not make things awkward for our families and then still expect them to accept our life choices and to, you know, simply because they no, let's not be unfair. Let's not be inconsiderate. Consider that your family members, as much as they love you, they also have feelings, you know. I mean, personally speaking, I've met a lot of my older brother and younger brother's girlfriends. And I liked them. We got along. And then it's nindying how that person is no longer in the picture. Now I have to get used to another person. You know what I mean? And it's kind of like, no, then if this is the game we're going to play, then don't introduce me to anybody until you're certain that this is the person that you're vibing with.
Well said, Hoskhumi. Well said. I think just to conclude and to rubber stamp it to everybody, especially heterosexual men, let's do the right thing. You know, let's learn to do the right thing. You know, previously we're talking about fat and set, right? And from an African's perspective and from a Western perspective, you cannot want a Lamborghini with a Taz mentality, so to speak. So if you think that you're impressed that Khumi can cook, Khumi can do this and this and this and this and that, let's do the right thing, everybody. Let's make sure that we show our intentions, you know. This thing of having somebody who I get shocked. People are in relationship for over 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years and there hasn't been any sort of intent in terms of wanting to move forward. Let us please be cognizant about that. But another thing we definitely want to, even during the festive, to be cognizant about is the social media platforms.
Yeah, we're still on Facebook. You can find us Daily Sun, or you can tweet us at Daily Sun SA, or alternatively, man, just go there, www.dailysun.co.za.
/Mcholo, and you can get this episode and many, 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 many others. Once again, a big thank you to JP. Big thank you to you for listening. It is the festive season, everybody. Everybody is feeling very, very joyful. Everybody's feeling very, very happy. Please, guys, there's a new variant in town. Let us keep safe. Keep your social distancing. Keep wearing that mask. Vaccinate people. And also, most importantly, let us play safe, everybody. I know everybody still is going to get jiggy-jiggy, guys. Please make sure that you are strapped, as Oshomi would say. And you are hydrated, because the weather patterns are starting to get hot, Oshomi.
Yeah, guys, it's the festive season. I know we're all going to be out there having fun, letting loose. But this doesn't mean you have to be loose with yourself. And if you are, man, come on. You know what to do. We don't have to tell you. Yeah, just do the right thing.
I love it. I love it. Once again, a big thank you to you for listening. And we are just really counting down to Christmas. And we're counting down to the new year. And we're really, really excited. But once again, I mean, we wish you and your family a very joyous and happy festive season. We hope that whatever it is that you didn't do this year, don't be hard on yourself. You still have 2022 to rectify it. And we hope that, God willingly, throughout this pandemic will be a thing of the past. Everything that was a hindrance in your life will be a thing of the past. And we hope that we're going to enter the year with great energy, because January is another special month, because a certain someone is born in that month.
Wow. All the wows.
Yes. Yes, it is. It is like that. But for me, looking better, the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in a cheese cop, Muhammad Ali's protege. Roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive.
And me, Romy Siabi, still without an outro.
It's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Always, shop, shop.